location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
New World Order. So what's new? Back in 2003, during the Iraq War, I went to a demonstration in London and a girl was giving out leaflets which had a conspiratorial slant, quite unusually. You always get a lot of socialists and left-wing campaign leaflets giving it out at these kind of demonstrations. But this one was a bit different. It's a thin green leaflet cut from a sheet of A4, I guess, so it's rectangular, about a quarter of an A4. And photocopied on one side is the American dollar bill, $1, In God We Trust, one written on it, with the signs on each side of the Eye in the Pyramid and the Eagle. And you turn it over, and on the back it's absolutely dense, packed with type, a few hundred words of text which she's written and compiled about the New World Order and its imagery. It was quite brave of her to be giving out these leaflets at a left-wing demonstration. Like I said, it was actually in Trafalgar Square. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but I think it might have been when George Bush came in the autumn of that year. It may have been a little bit before that. But from what I remember, she had a bicycle with a trailer on the back and it had all these leaflets in it. So she was kind of giving out dollars. And when you turned the dollar over, there was all this information on the back. So what I'm going to do is read this out. It's obviously written from the point of view of 2003. So perhaps we've become a bit more familiar in the mainstream media with having New World Order topics mentioned. But back then, they weren't mentioned quite so much. It was post 9/11. But obviously, things hadn't built up to the kind of 2012 mania. And we hadn't had the credit crunch and stuff. So things were perhaps a little bit more innocent in those days. So here we go. New World Order. So what's new? Well, new is that we don't talk about it anymore. We're being encouraged to use a number of alternative euphemisms, such as neo-imperialism, or the New American Century Project, or global capitalism. Don't be fooled. Behind the scenes, it's still the same lot with the same agenda and the same methodology. Divide and rule, smash, bomb, burn, create chaos, then sweep in, take control, brainwash the population, and make loads more money. We were warned of what was to come back in 1935, when this bill was first issued. As its iconography clearly reveals, the US is neither democratic nor is it Christian. To the left is a 13-course pyramid with the all-seeing eye at the apex, symbol of the Illuminati, a quasi-Masonic secret elite convened on 1st of May 1776, the Latin date at the base of the pyramid, with a master plan to install world government under US control by the 21st century. On the right is the North American bald-headed eagle with 13 stars above its head, the first 13 US colonies. There are now 52, equals 13 times 4 states. There are also 13 stripes on the shield, 13 arrows in the quiver, 13 leaves and 13 berries on the olive branch, 13 letters in Inuit coeptis. He, God, favours our undertaking. And 13 in E pluribus unum, out of many one. The undertaking was, is, to build Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new order of the ages, or New World Order, as it's called today. For most of the 20th century, the term New World Order, or NWO, was associated with conspiracy theories and seldom uttered publicly. But since the 90s, we've been hearing it more often. For example, in October 2001, at the Labour Party conference, Tony Blair announced, we are going to build a new world order as a monument to the dead. The dead were, of course, the victims of the 9/11 atrocity, blamed on a Muslim group. But death, destruction and monuments are all part of the original Illuminati plan, according to their motto, Ab Chao Ordo, out of chaos order. The chaos of World War I was followed by the setting up of the League of Nations in 1919, 11 times 13 years from 1776. 2 decades later, the League was disbanded due to its failure to prevent World War II, as the UN website tells us. In 1945, 13 times 13 years from 1776, World War II was brought to an end with the launch of the nuclear age and inauguration of the present United Nations. In 2003, we are in the thick of the current phase of the agenda, converting the Middle East into one of the 5 administrative zones of the NWO. As usual, the UN has failed to prevent war chaos breaking out. Once the current messy round of regime change is over, the new world order will at last be in place. What kind of world will it be? Back to the $1 bill and its symbols. It's going to be Big Brother's world. And who are into their numbers big time, especially number 13? Why, Freemasons and Satanists. Who else in modern history has used the all-seeing eye as part of his insignia? Why Hitler? We're on the right track with Stop War and the People's Assembly and resisting global capitalism and all the rest. But we need to join up just a few more of the dots. As the US dollar bill shows, Satanism didn't go out with 15th century witch burning. It's alive. It's well, it's on the march, and it's called the New World Order. Wake up.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.